A Jewish Journal article. Kanye barred from Twitter after tweeting he'll go DEFCON 3 inches against Jews. Rapper Kanye West has been blocked from his Twitter account after he tweeted on October 8 that he would go DEFCON 3 inches against the Jews. West had previously been blocked from his Instagram account after he shared a text exchange he had with fellow rapper Sean Diddy Combs, in which Combs lambasted West for wearing a White Lives Matter shirt. West responded by alleging that Jews has told Combs to reach out to him. The Instagram block prompted West to tweet, "When I wake up, I'm going DEFCON 3 on Jewish people." DEFCON 3 inches is an apparent reference to DEFCON 3, a United States military readiness level. West then tweeted that he couldn't be anti-Semitic because black people are Jew also. "You guys have toyed with me and tried to blackball anyone who opposes your agenda," West wrote. Jewish groups condemned West's remarks. "The behavior exhibited this week by Kanye West is deeply troubling, dangerous, and anti-Semitic," period, the Anti-Defamation League tweeted. "There is no excuse for his propagating of white supremacist slogans and classic hashtag anti-Semitism about Jewish power, especially with the platform he has." They added in a subsequent tweet that West used the anti-Semitic tropes of power, disloyalty, greed, deicide, blood, denial, anti-Zionism. In an interview with Fox News' Tucker Carlson, West had said that the Abraham Accords forging peace between various Gulf Arab nations and Israel were simply a way for Jared Kushner to make money. Kushner, Trump's son-in-law, is Jewish. Power, disloyalty, greed, deicide, blood, denial, anti-Zionism. All of these are anti-Semitic tropes that we break down in our hashtag anti-Semitism uncovered guide at https://t.co/1d3lom8xxq. Many of these myths have influenced Kanye West's comments recently, and it's dangerous. https://t.co/fkqlpfkdr2. ADL, at ADL, October 9, 2022. The Simon Wiesenthal Center tweeted, "When all else fails, threaten Jews. We have no idea what set off Kanye West, but don't blame Jews or the Jewish community. Will this celebrity be held accountable for his cascading hatred? When all else fails, threaten Jews. We have no idea what set off Kanye West, but don't blame Jews or Jewish community. Will this celebrity be held accountable for his cascading hatred? https://t.co/jmv8bk2pq. Simon Wiesenthal CNTR, at Simon Wiesenthal, October 9, 2022. "In the past week, Ye has spread some of the most vile and age-old stereotypes about Jews to his hundreds of millions of followers, Creative Community for Peace, CCFP, said in a statement. There should be no place for this kind of hate in our public discourse. We support every entertainer's right to free speech, but no one has a free pass to target and demonize a minority group with such malice." They added that they are gravely concerned about the impact of Ye's statements, and how they will affect his fans, particularly young people. "At the same time, we hope this can be a moment that ultimately creates better awareness about the dangers of anti-Semitism for Ye, his fans, and other entertainers," CCFP continued. "We remain open to dialogue with him about how harmful and fallacious his comments are." The Black Jewish Entertainment Alliance said in a statement that West is perpetuating stereotypes that have been the basis for discrimination and violence against Jews for thousands of years. "The Black and Jewish communities must stand together through incidents like this to make clear that trafficking in hateful stereotypes is unacceptable, and that the words of one entertainer do not reflect the views of an entire community," they said. Stop Anti-Semitism tweeted, "Kanye's anti-Semitic rants do not warrant understanding, sympathy, or prayers. Jew hatred, regardless of source, must be condemned through and through. Kanye's anti-Semitic rants do not warrant understanding, sympathy, or prayers. Jew hatred, regardless of source, must be condemned through and through. Stop Anti-Semitism, at Stop Anti-Semites, October 10, 2022. B'nai B'rith International tweeted that West's remarks were appalling. "These remarks seem now to be part of a pattern and do not belong on social media or any place else," they wrote. "These remarks seem now to be part of a pattern and do not belong on social media or any place else." B'nai B'rith International, at B'nai B'rith, October 9, 2022. Zionist Organization of American National President Morton A. Klein called West a despicable bigoted racist, Jew hater, mindlessly threatening Jews. Klein argued that if someone threatened to go DEFCON 3 inches on blacks, then he would call us all despicable bigoted racist, black haters. Kanye West is a despicable bigoted racist Jew hater mindlessly threatening Jews. How would he like people threatening DEFCON 3 inches on black people? He would call us all despicable bigoted racist black haters. Morten Klein, at Morten Klein 7, October 9, 2022.